is ethnically speaking, yeah. We're ethnically speaking, yeah. It's ethnically speaking, yeah. We're ethnically speaking, yeah. I ain't had no money for no studio time, so this is what y'all gonna get. But it's all right. Cause we ethnically speaking, yeah. It's ethnically speaking, yeah. And I'm your host, Tony Pior. Let's go.
All right, what's good? This is your boy, Tony Pior, and this is Ethnically Speaking. I am here with
Dionysus. What's up, guys?
Slim, what it do?
And this is Ethnically Speaking, and we are more than thrilled to be here with you guys tonight or today or whenever you hear this podcast to give you nothing but
guys,
as we proceed
to give you what you need, I need all y'all to come around, jump around, clap your hands.
So, guys, we have some breaking news.
What?
Unfortunately, it has come to our attention that one quarter of the podcast has not watched Precious.
No.
I'm mad as a breaking news.
This is slightly upsetting.
Oh,
it's not. It's like
a little bit.
So first of all, as a whole, do we think that Precious is a staple in the Black community?
No.
Yeah.
I say yes.
I feel like 5% of you has gone to like the ignorant part of like Caucasian society because you haven't seen Precious.
What?
I don't even know what that is. But I would not say that Precious is a staple.
Smoking. Would you say like the color purple, Boys Definitely in the Hood?
Not. It's not the color. The color purple.
I'm saying, do you think those movies are, would you consider those staples?
Yeah, those are staples.
Yeah.
Those are staples.
Say, like, you talking about lose your black card with Precious. You can lose your black card, you ain't seen color purple.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Precious is not there yet, but Precious is going to be there. It's going to be there. I'm not mad at you guys saying it. I'm not mad at you guys saying it's not there.
So I feel like it could have got there.
I feel like
their biggest castmate didn't do her job.
They show it in school.
Monique. I ain't gonna say she didn't do her job.
They show that shit in school, bro. They show Precious.
No, they show Precious in low income schools.
In
mass school,
in elementary, they show low income.
They show y'all color purple.
I apologize.
No, they did not show y'all color purple.
Sixth grade.
That is so good. that's actually wild.
We was watching the
computer teacher was like, "Sound of Music."
Damn.
We gonna put in a movie, and we thinking she gonna put on some, superhero type shit on
something.
Hell no. Nah. She only put on color purple and
we all put that shit on for herself.
Hey, black kids growing up in school, right, bro. You think you about to get something from the watch. Nah, we finna show you the struggle.
Oh, come on, y'all. Y'all gotta understand the teacher though. If I'm a teacher and it's movie day, I might throw on something I wanna watch.
High school kids, yeah.
I might throw on something I wanna watch.
Throw on
sixth
something.
Grade.
Nah, you get to high school, you start getting them.
Sixth grade.
Nah. High school, they start giving you the fucked up movies. They be like, yeah, so
The Roots.
Yeah, The Roots and shit.
Oh, you're not about to play Roots.
Oh, I did not like Roots.
You would not play Roots.
Roots was amazing, but I did not like Roots.
They said that shit one time in our fucking gym class. Like, let's know why. Watch Roots where? You got BET playing the shit all goddamn day for Thanksgiving and Christmas. My name is Kunta.
I said your name is Toby, nigga.
But why is Precious not up there for y'all? That's like such like a
hold on. First of all, we are not making any type of press falls. Hold up, because that skit that we just did. Hold up. We apologize. We are not throwing any kind of fun towards our ancestors, but we watch Roots, and my name is Kunta.
If you're a black, you watch Roots.
Right.
And in my opinion, if you're a black, you watch Precious. Personally,
I don't think that's a make or break black card type.
Okay, I don't think it is either. I do think like a lot of people, black people, have watched Precious.
Yeah,
and I feel like I don't
because
know.
They watch it for a simple fact of Monique was playing a lead character. Black women were lead characters.
It that's
was
not why lead, I watched it.
You know, who,
I mean, watched it because it was just such a buzz around the movie.
I read the book. That's why I watched it. So
I'm gonna say this,
I was in
I know I'm probably
eighth grade and I read the book.
A lot of backlash, but. Can we like, I'm not hating. I'm just saying. Can we like normalize not like watching Tyler Perry movies? Like that shit blows.
I'm not the only one who hates Tyler Perry.
Like, when he's not,
I don't like his movies.
No, when he's when he doesn't do this shit with like what's her name, the bitch that he be playing,
Madea.
When he do movies that don't have Madea, they be all right.
So you don't like his movies with Madea.
Oh yeah, but he's done doing Madea movies. Then she died. Yeah,
supposedly, but she died. No, but Madea. I suppose like a
Madea funeral.
I think it was a friend who died.
Somebody died. Yeah, it wasn't Madea. Yeah. He said he's retiring the character of Madea.
He should. Yeah, Madea was iconic too. Madea was iconic.
She was actually funny. Like the plays.
She was funny. Madea was hilarious. Actually,
that's the only reason I was watching the movies. Yeah, aside from the drama, because I thought Madea was funny.
If I got one more Madea movie, I was going to pull my hair out.
I wouldn't say let's start watching Tyler Perry movies.
Yeah, I love Tyler Perry.
He just got his studio, and then, you know, he a black man doing that.
The thing with Tyler Perry
is a lot of people.
But I think he's tired of watching movies. I think he's tired of dressing up as her.
Yeah, but I love Madea.
I would be tired of dressing up as a fucking ass.
Yeah, but the thing with Tyler Perry is that a lot of people try to speak on is the fact that they say that he does not show the black family in a positive light all the time. There's always, a struggling woman with
abuse,
or she going through hell. But a lot of people have to realize this.
That's
a lot of
black women are struggling.
So he's bringing light to that. But hold up, y'all. You have to look at this too. A lot of his plays are the movies that he's making.
Yeah.
So like, you saw this shit in the play, and you was like,
but people didn't.
Women
but you know,
they did.
You know,
a lot of people just saw his
you
movie.
Know
a lot of people didn't see his play.
What it is that it's so real and it's so rampant. Like, at the end of the day, he needs to make something relatable. And I'm not saying that, you know.
I think this shit is relatable.
No. Listen what I'm saying. Like, for him not to put in, for him to remove the struggle from it, I feel like it'll kind of make it not relatable to the majority of the people that would.
But he got enough relatable movies. He can make like one or two. He can do like one or two.
Those type of movies where you see the black woman going through hell,
getting beat,
her man
losing her job, on drugs. It's like,
well, he made a movie like that. He made
the Madea movies
that packed praise together. No, because the Madea movies were those movies.
Madea
was just a staple.
Yeah.
She was a
They had drama.
That's what Madea was.
She was a comedic relief.
Yes, right. She was a comedic relief. But if you look at the movies, she was the safe house. She was the one that they were going to. Oh, when shit was going down.
The robot figure.
Right, but
the auntie, the grandmother.
Yes, that figure,
yeah.
But it's still movies of them going through the struggle.
But
I
him as a
see that shit.
He's serving his audience.
But why
making money off the struggle?
So are we just putting this solely on Tyler Perry, or is this on all directors?
Nah, there's other people that do it.
Definitely.
I mean, of course, Tyler Perry is like the main director that does black movies right now. You know, he has his own studio. He's really pushing the black culture. So of course, we ask more of him.
Spike Lee ain't pushing
almost
out right
did.
Now, but the movie
I'll
on
say
Netflix.
Shit.
Nah, so
yeah,
y'all better check that out.
Bro, the movie on Netflix, that shit hard, bro.
Oh, the movie on Netflix?
Yeah, that shit
he
hard,
he was like,
I didn't
I'm coming for y'all next.
The joint where the kids time travel
it's
and
called,
shit.
It's called...
Are you talking... Oh, no, not...
Black... It's somebody pull it up. We can't... Don't say the names. Don't say nobody's names out loud. We ain't giving nobody free range. Apple, no Google.
Unless you would like to sponsor us.
Okay. But listen, you got to understand this as well. We are on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify.
So wherever you get your podcasts, we are available.
Yes. Throw that in there.
All day, every day. Subscribe. Okay.
So at the end of the day.
The Five
Bloods? Yes. Yes. That's
nah,
the name
he did
of
another
it.
Thing.
It's the five. What I'm talking about is the Five Bloods. It's Spike Lee put out.
I've never
Netflix.
Seen that.
It is,
was it good. I believe it was good.
You gotta watch it. So we have those individuals in those types of roles who are showing us, you know, different lights because Spike Lee shows us what was to do the right thing.
Uh-huh.
He showed us that type of thing. Then he showed us, oh my God, what was it? Space Jam.
Did he? Was that Spike Lee? That was not Spike Lee. Space Jam. You try to get Spike. That would be fire though. Spike Lee did Space Jam. I will watch that. I will watch that. It would be trash. I will watch it.
Impressive resume, you know.
He does. He's fucking Spike Lee.
He's Spike Lee. But like,
first of all,
he's not.
His fucking name is Spike, and then Lee.
That's actually really fire. What do you think about it? That's
a really hard basketball player like Spud Webb.
I didn't know that.
How'd you know that? That's real
shit.
Really?
Yeah. Because he was short. He wanted to be that was the thing. He wanted to be a point guard. Realized, you know, I can't be a point guard. So I'm going to do something else. I'm going to make movies. In the movies that I make, I'm going to play basketball. What'd you say? White man can't jump. That was Spike Lee. Yeah. And you see, he's not, as we get ready to segue into our next topic, he's also one of those individuals who are good at what they do that haven't gotten the recognition that they should have gotten because of the simple fact they're what, black? Has Spike Lee won an Oscar? I'm not sure. Yeah. How many? But has he won out? Like, Angela Bassett has never won an Oscar, if I'm not mistaken.
But fuck these award shows. Fuck all these award shows. Literally, fuck them. They are not for black people. They never have been, never will be. We have to make our own. Fuck them.
But when we make our own, it turns into the Source Awards.
Do anything for clout.
East Coast ain't got love for Death, bro. Y'all don't love us.
They do anything for clout.
What'd he say? What's Lee Dawson say? Well, let it be known then. So we get ready to segue into a topic about the award shows because recently, just the other day, they just dropped the Grammy nomination. So everybody,
we're all excited.
I didn't even know they dropped them. Let's just be honest.
Hey, to be honest.
Nobody watches them no more. Nobody watches them.
I'm not really. It doesn't move me.
The Grammys are so boring. Like, here's my thing.
Man, I don't know. Fuck them Grammys.
Well, let's talk about the controversy around the Grammys because there are no female.
There are no female
R&B.
There's no female artist up for R&B album of the year.
Yes.
And that's crazy.
And it's causing a lot of conversation for the simple fact that we've had Jhené Aiko drop an album. We've had Summer Walker drop an album.
Summer Walker dropped Over It this year. Now, yes. That album was the talk.
That album was the album for it.
If it wasn't everybody else I was talking to favorite, that was everybody's album. How's that not even nominated?
That shit was fucking fine. If Summer Walker ever decides to leave London, you know I'm here for you, baby.
You know what? We're not even getting ready to entertain the bullshit.
I'm right here for you, baby. I got you.
Because I'm not about to have no. Open up that door. So listen, I will honestly say, and some people will take this away from me and be like, what the hell are you talking about? But I'm not a huge Summer Walker fan, but I do believe that Summer Walker has the ability to shape new R&B.
Yeah, I'm not I believe necessarily that a fan
she,
of her either.
Yeah,
but
she has the ability.
But I think it's the combination of...
Can I tell you who London she kind of reminds me of?
The producer too, like you gotta actually think it's a combination, like
bro. The album.
So that's scary then, because what if that's not her and that's just him through her?
It's a combination. Nah, it's kind of because I mean, would you say that with like Aaliyah and Timbaland?
So that's what I was gonna say.
You see what I'm saying?
Summer Walker, bless. I was gonna say Summer Walker gives off that edgy vibe like Aaliyah. Listen to her music, like Aaliyah had those songs. Four Page Letter was a song that made you sit down and think about doing what? Writing a four page letter.
Nah.
Like, yeah.
My verse always started hurting.
The album of the year got a female. I mean, R&B. Yeah,
well, come on, bro. R&B.
Jhené Aiko. Her album was bumping out of
the Jhené Aiko. Not in the R. I don't know. That's just
it. It just
sounds
year, so
it sounds crazy. Women been running R&B for the last what?
K. Michelle, 3 years.
Women have been running R&B for the last two or three years.
K. Michelle, what do you mean? You said who? K. Michelle.
Nobody listened to it.
No.
Nobody listened to it.
Do you not know she was number one?
Nobody listened to it.
Hey, Slim, I'm to be honest, bro. Her vajayjay been getting
respect
more.
Respect to K-Michelle.
Y'all not respect to K-Michelle. K-Michelle gets her all the respect, ethically speaking.
Hey, I'll be waiting for the next.
Slim, hey, I can't let you do that because K-Michelle.
I'm just saying, I'm just saying, so we on the award show. I just be waiting for the next artist to say her Gucci stuff.
But ain't nobody gonna say that. K-Michelle,
that's what I'm saying. I'm like, when I hear K-Michelle, it's either drama, it's never music. I don't never hear
a
her
couple.
No, yeah, so we're talking about the Grammys.
Oh my gosh, that's not
talking
about.
Oh, we talking about when she got served at
no,
her
we're
signing.
Talking about the Grammys. So shut
the fuck up. Are we talking about that
K-Michelle
right
got served at her signing?
Hey, bro, what?
What?
It was like a meet and greet, bro. And I mean, she got served, bro. I mean, that's you served. Hey, no, but the way Shorty did it was so kind of like slick, but it was fucked up. She was like, "Yeah, I'm a big fan. Let me get your autograph. Took a picture with her," and it was like, "Yeah. Here you go."
Oh my gosh.
What real shit.
So the award shows we were
in
talking
real life,
about is
a video. It's
we don't
video.
Have the representation at these award shows. So that's the biggest thing because a lot of people are saying that there's no black representation when it comes to those being nominated. Like Beyonce has never won Album of the Year. How in the hell has Beyonce,
okay,
Giselle, Knowles, motherfucking
who's
Carter.
In the Academy though?
I gotta be honest, I'm kind of shocked about that.
Jay-Z is even there.
Yeah,
I think Jay-Z is a part of the Academy.
She has,
I mean,
she has a shitload of Grammys, and the Beehive gonna be mad. But I do not think Beyonce.
Please.
Like she's
you gotta say she's not all that.
She's
overrated. I don't think she's overrated.
But she's definitely hard working.
So, I mean, I can't call her overrated as far as her singing ability.
Here's the thing. Okay. Have you ever seen her live in concert?
Okay, because at that point that's a opinion. I can't get mad.
No, she's hard working. She's a bomb performer. I'm not gonna say she can't perform. Why would you say she's overrated though? Her vocals, bro. I don't feel like Michael Jackson was the best.
Like
overall singer,
but you don't feel
he
like he wasn't overrated. She's on the level of Michael Jackson.
She definitely is.
Like, Iconic. Do you watch any of her documentaries?
So you're not going to say that she?
I'm not
going to
say
not
that
overrated.
I'm just going to say that overall she's not the best singer.
Okay, they gotta be bad.
That's fine. She's not overrated.
No. Okay. I mean, her singing is.
Okay.
But Beyonce can sing.
I don't think nobody's ever said
that's
it.
An opinion,
though.
As long as you're saying that she put in the work.
No,
as long
she definitely puts in the work. I'm not going to knock.
I can't get mad.
She's fucking talented, bro. She deserves everything. Oh, yeah.
She got 21 or something.
And her fucking songs and shit be fire.
Yeah.
Bro. No matter who writes them.
You just feel like she's just not a top vocalist. Like,
yeah, she's not.
I don't feel like a lot of people say
that. I feel like when people be comparing artists, right?
I feel like
when people legit.
I don't feel like they never call her like a top vocalist.
Yeah, but when people.
Her vocals are good, but.
Yeah, but you gotta think, like,
that.
If,
she can sing like
if
shit,
you really was to put her in a bucket with some of these other R&B singers, young. They vocally will blow her out of the fucking water.
Who?
Bro.
Name her. Let me hear it.
Slim. She did a movie with what's her face?
Come on.
Jennifer Hudson. Jennifer Hudson will vocally blow Beyonce out the water.
She got more power.
Yeah, she has more power.
I give her that. That's all I can give her.
Yeah,
I can just give her more power.
I'm talking about range.
But and
more power.
All that, like,
I don't know. I don't think I'm a range. But if you want to talk about a whole package,
then Beyonce has it whole hands down every time, bro.
Vocally, I can see.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
Kiki Wyatt, I feel like, is one of the best singers ever. And she's just like.
Kiki Wyatt
forgot about.
Kiki Wyatt, I love her vocals, but
if she could make this, she would be like up there, like on top.
It really comes down to your team for real.
It comes down to the team.
And if you can make hits, because like nobody's saying these rappers nowadays that's popular. Our Bumble Rap, they ain't got bars. There's so many niggas with bars out here, but they just can't make a hit song. That's all it is.
Tell me about
sure.
it.
Because niggas don't want Hitler,
but
shit,
I like
and
Kiki.
Right, they don't
want
to listen to that shit. Right.
Yeah.
Back then, you couldn't make it without bars, but.
And I really like lyrics. Like, I'm really into lyrics. Like, I like.
Yeah, I can shit. Tell, bro. Like, really some like of the shit you was playing, I was in backseat like, dude, what song is this?
Yeah, like lyrics are good. So that's the thing. A lot of people aren't being celebrated for their actual craftsmanship. It's being more celebrated because you're saying like people like to say Beyonce's overrated, so she gets the things that she gets because of who she is. But I feel like the girl has put in the fucking work. No, that's how I feel personally. But at the end of the day, a lot of people were not nominated for these Grammys that feel like they should have been nominated. It's okay, Jeff. He got asthma, y'all. So they're going to try to figure out what's going on. But do you feel at this point we should just say fuck the Grammys?
Exactly.
Man,
we should have been
said
fuck
the Grammys. Like
we
should have
been said fuck
he
the
just
Grammys.
Me.
Yeah. So I'm saying, like, you want to just go ahead and just say that award shows are just that shows they give out these awards that people just it's just pretty.
It's either fuck the Grammys, it's fuck the Grammys regardless. But you either have to
like,
make
you
your own
black representation. Like, are you saying in each category?
I just it's not that. It's like I want
to
know who's judging them.
Show me the
Academy. Show me the people that's judging. If it's fucking old, if it's old white men, I'm good off you. I'm gonna be real. I'm
okay,
good
I'm
off of
part,
you.
Yeah.
So it's like fuck with who
sure
you put in that category, but even when you put in it's like whoever fucking wins.
People.
When you think about it, every year, it's like the biggest, like one of the biggest awards, like album of the year goes to like some fucking whatchamacallit in fucking San Francisco or some shit. Some motherfucker you never heard before.
Cause it was
and they win like album of the year.
It's just like
and it's like
genres. Cause it's different genres in one category.
I think Beyonce lost to like
year, so.
She's lost
like
every album of the year.
Some list,
she
like
lost
some dumb shit.
To
like,
Beck.
You
and then
feel me?
Year
you feel
that
me? Like
Adele won. Adele was like, "Oh my god, what does Beyonce have to do to win a fucking Grammy?" Like for album
I don't
of the
like
year,
Beyonce cares. So why does everybody else? I feel like we should just say
because
fuck the Grammys.
Because of her artistry. Like, do you not see?
So
what she,
make something. Make
so
something
let me
that
tell
we can celebrate it. Stop
Listen.
Looking for these people to celebrate. They never celebrated it before. So why are we looking for them to celebrate it now?
I know, but this girl can own a visual album. Every single album is visual.
That's not true.
Tell me that's not true.
Hey, I'm just going to say.
The last.
The only album that she didn't have a visual album for was, I think, B-Day.
Hey, bro.
Her in Dangerous Love when she came out.
She didn't have the first visual album.
She redid Lion King. 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 That's what I mean, bro. Soundtrack, movie. Like, what else do you want? Like, what else do you want, bro? What else do
You made
want.
Me happy.
You talking about a visual? She did a whole movie.
Right, she's everywhere. That's my girl.
Bro, she did a remix.
She did it big. She went.
She did a remix to that song, and
I'm
it was
saying,
accepted. That's crazy as shit.
Song, not all.
Bruh, niggas was playing that song.
Niggas.
I mean, it was fun for DJs.
Niggas was playing that shit. Y'all tripping? Niggas was dancing. Two stepping, all that shit,
because
bro.
Because they love Beyonce can make a whole album and fart on that shit. Niggas gonna go
to
the
back. That's why you know she a
Blue
album.
Was on.
She can
make
Blue
whole
album
was on.
And sing about farting and put
she
her
was
fart
on
in
it's gonna go number one.
Boom shakalaka.
It's gonna go number one.
They love Beyonce.
At
that
point,
much.
At that point, I'm dropping anything. Just to see. Just to see. Like guys, I'm gonna make a album. We
so,
just walking upstairs.
Okay, so at this point. Do award shows still hold validation like before?
I'm just saying, how many of these R&B singers are working with Disney, bro? How many of these R&B singers redid Lion King?
But they're
the
not
most,
asking.
They ain't asking. But, I mean, there should be an award for that. Let's talk about that. I work with Disney.
That's real thick. Work with Disney.
I don't think so.
What? Yeah,
I don't even know what just happened just now. I'm gonna be real.
This should be an award for working with Disney.
Right. This should be an award. Like, what?
Yeah, what happened? Explain
you
this.
Do you have any white kids have awards right
Hell, Raven Simone will have a war, hopefully.
Do you know how many? At that point, give me a war for anything, so, anytime, any collab.
Every show.
Just saying, Disney runs shit. That's all.
Sweet Life of Zack and Cody was shut shit down for about 5 years. Hell yeah. Had their own game.
Miley Cyrus is out of here.
Okay. Man, what?
Oh, shit. We bringing Raven back? Well, they're superstars, nigga. Okay. That's the category. They talking this shit out.
Shit, think about it, though. Everybody that worked with Disney is at the top, bro.
And they
touched the top at some point in time.
And then touched some crap.
But like, yeah, but okay. you talking about
they touched a little bit of everything.
It was something at the top.
Justin Timberlake.
It was something at the top.
Justin Timberlake. Britney Spears.
Yes. Britney Spears was in Disney?
Right, yeah. At the top. But yeah.
She was a mouse girl.
Hey, I said either touch the
That's
top
I said.
Or
they
was at
the
top.
Top. Hey, touch the top.
Shoot, even B.O.B. Even B.O.B., bro.
Right, and then my man started talking about the Earth.
Yeah.
So, yeah. He did crank.
B.O.B.
Yeah, he's still crank.
He still talk about it.
Oh, he's crazy as shit, but I mean, it's not important.
Because the waterfalls.
Hey, bruh, no, bruh, no. It's a little more in depth than that, but it's not. It's
you know,
still...
if you walk off a waterfall, yeah, you're gonna think the earth is flat. You're gonna be like, oh my god, but I'm fine.
I actually have a friend who thinks the earth is flat, and I can't even have the conversation because it just sounds so like.
But why
ape shit stupid
think
to me. Like,
is
I just
like, damn,
I don't know,
bro.
I can't.
Get...
The satellite.
It's like your logic be so, like, it's like, it just be so crazy. I just can't even, like, talk about it to you. It's like,
satellite
I don't know.
Thing out of there, I guess
that's
fake.
Like,
right,
explain
we see the
fucking
moon.
I guess
the satellite they got out of there is fake.
So what they think the moon look like?
That's what they're saying. They think that, some people think that, like, they never touched the moon.
Right.
Because I sit up and I look at the moon and I can tell that shit is a circle. I can tell that sometimes that it's just enough sun
on one
side.
Far as shit from us, though.
Yeah, the moon is far, but I can see that
far as shit. Like,
you know,
it's not the way they make it seem like it's like.
But why would you think the earth is flat?
That bit, the moon is like
where gives
all the way
the
over there. That's no far as shit.
Even when you dig in the ground, that circle.
I'm not gonna say the person's name. Please
tell. You got to put their name. Yeah, please tell.
But no, they
what about crop circles?
Because when pilots fly, they can only go one way.
What?
Huh?
What?
When the pilots fly, they can only go one way. There's no east west. It's just one way. And I'm like, what?
You
okay.
Ain't.
What?
So
this
been
is
on
this
a motherfucking
is my
plane?
This is my friend's logic. My friend's logic is
have
you
they
can't
ever been
go
on
to
a plane?
Antarctica or where the fuck the bottom is. It's like it's off limits to like everybody. You can't go there, so it's there. And I'm like, ice. And they was like, that's the edge.
The edge of what?
Of the world.
It's two parts of ice. It's the top ice.
That's
and the
what
bottom
they're saying.
Ice.
But they're saying that both of those parts are like cut off to like humans. You can't go. And it's like, well, we can't fucking survive. You know, like what the fuck?
It's some of the most treacherous places on
that's what I'm
world.
Saying. Like, you
want
to
address this. Like, nigga, you want to die on your way there. Like,
like, niggas climb Mount Everest. I think that's so cool that a nigga could climb Mount Everest, bro. I could never in my life.
You can't.
Nigga with no legs, dude.
Right, so you know you can do it.
You literally walking past dead bodies. Like, you're climbing past people that didn't
dead
make
bodies.
It. Yeah. And people that didn't make it. And they came and get you.
Up for them to go get them. So it's too much of a risk to go get the. You knew what the risk was going up there to die. You think I'm finna come up there and risk my
so
life?
So you're literally seeing like dead bodies as you. You're just like, damn, this nigga ain't make it.
Right.
This motherfucker ain't make it. And it's like, what the fuck? I can't do that, nigga.
Looking up to your head is damn.
That's hella motivation. That's hella motivation, bro. That's hella motivation.
Because
what
the thing is, they might have made it to the top.
But you couldn't get down.
You might not made it back
that's
down.
What I'm saying. When he's like, all right, I made it to the top. It's
like,
bitch,
sitting there like,
I gotta get back down. What the
and at
fuck?
The end, you like, damn, I'm that nigga.
Yeah. At the end, I got the biggest dick in the world. You got me
okay.
Fucked up. I got the biggest dick in the world at the end, bro. If I make it through that, what?
Oh my god, you're
yeah.
That motherfucker gonna be swole.
You
can
nigga,
be blue,
you go, I can go right now. I'm gonna come back with a six pack
you
doing
know,
that shit.
Did,
what the
when
fuck?
They did the documentary of the guy who have any legs, how he climbed up with the other folks.
Did he live?
People, yeah. They made it up
That nigga tripping.
But yes, he did it though. Because he made on the cameras and documentary, which you could see the dead bodies when they were like, you know, they were pointing them out, and they were like, well, why not? I guess I think the conference was like they didn't like grab them, like, you know what I'm saying? I guess try to get the ball. Like, you can't do shit.
You can't.
I don't know, but we're going to be right back on that shit. Yeah. Damn.
Like, right in the top of the mountain, I think.
And you got to go down. I can't go back down. What the fuck? Fuck you to climb it and go back down.
So, these people basically, what possessed them to do that shit?
It's just motive. Some people just got to drive so big.
I know one lady did it after she got a divorce. She just did it. That bitch survived too. She just she went did. And did it. She I said, oh, this bitch crazy divorce. As fuck.
Oh, dang.
After she got it, she just went and did that shit.
Well, damn. I guess she's like, fuck it.
That's a whole new level. How the fuck do you survive that? Like, everybody was cheering on, but when you really think about it, bro, that's really crazy. Like, that's really crazy.
Next question. What? How we get on Mount Everest?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
How do we get on
Mount
Everest?
I don't know. I thought we were talking about.
Well, they're gonna end, puppy.
No, some shit like that.
I want. I listen to it. I like that podcast.
Should I? Know?
Yeah. Look at Nori. This nigga smoked 400 J's on one goddamn.
That's Noriega. He got sponsors.
Listen, other people do too.
Everybody do that shit.
Listen, we can ask for some sponsors from some dispensaries and some shit. Listen. Give all us day, some weed day. And we can promote your shit.
All day.
Every day.
Every day.
All right, so since we're on the awards.
Like a strain of the week.
Oh, that'd be real strain nice. Shout out to all the dispensary that gives gifts. We are here ethically speaking.
Don't Tyson grow his own shit?
Who?
Tyson, Mike Tyson. Don't he grow his shit and sell them in the
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna try.
He's very interesting.
That shit probably hit hard.
I want some Khalifa Kush. I heard that shit was crazy.
Like what?
Khalifa Kush. I heard that shit was crazy.
Yeah, he called it KK. He was handing it out in California. Just handing it out. I'm like, he think he the weed god. Just handing out weed.
I wish I was.
Right.
Shit. My friend, did y'all know y'all can actually like bring weed back like on the airplane now?
Yeah, it can't be more than an ounce though.
Exactly. That's a good amount. Nigga, what?
But I think you gotta fly into a state where it's legalized.
Yeah.
So if you fly my friend came back.
You hear me?
They gonna be waiting on your ass.
If you go to BWI listen. With that shit, you going to jail.
Listen. My friend,
you better
she
go
went
in
to
the,
Cali,
go in the
came from Cali, back, and just went through that shit.
Yeah, probably through Reagan.
Just went through that shit.
Through Reagan, she probably got it.
Yeah. I think it was Reagan.
If she pulled BWI,
I think I got called. Because she went distracted. She was like, they saw it and everything. They were just like,
as long as you don't got more than that.
Shit, episode. I'm trying to go to Cali.
Well, first of all, here's the thing. When you get off, I don't think they scan your shit no more, do they?
They scan it. I'm gonna go into when you're checking in. Yeah. They scan you. They don't scan you checking out. I don't think
so.
Well, your bag. So good. Scan your bag. I don't think they scan it.
I mean, yeah, and then
Cali
is legal.
They just
taking
them off the
so.
Plane and throwing them on that motherfucker's plane so you can grab that hole and leave.
And Cali legal, so when they scan it, they don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm. As long as you ain't got an ounce. And I guess
you
they can look at
that
it
bitch with a QP or a pound or something down there. Like,
you got to throw the arm.
He on his way to this.
They going to be laughing at you. Yes. Like, look at him, dumbass. Like, he really thought he was about to get out of there. He got a quarter mile.
What's funny is they probably going to let your ass get on that plane.
Uh-huh.
And as soon as you get off, they going to be waiting on your ass.
You know, let him get home. Let him get home. He done paid for the ticket.
As soon as he gets through the door.
So, and just as soon as they open the door, sir, come here, come with me, federal marshals.
How was your day?
No.
How was your flight?
How was your flight?
Oh, yeah?
All right.
Oh, yeah?
You are under arrest.
You got something in your bag?
They go here.
So you want to talk about?
Okay. You have anything on you, all right?
All right.
You
sure?
are formerly been placed under arrest for transporting narcotics.
We'll talk about it in the office. Come on, we'll just need you to turn around.
They were like, "Yeah," they gonna pat him on the back. We'll explain.
Right now, you need to turn around.
It will not be a surprise. Like, not out. So, we were talking about the award show,
yeah. Right?
And we were moving on to like our awards because you know we have awards.
The EBT awards.
The BET. The Source. We had the Source. We had the Dove.
The Source Award. Ooh, Lord.
We got Soul Train Award.
Soul Train Awards was nice this year.
UNCFC Awards. Nice. Excuse me. That's
The Soul Train Awards, they were nice this year.
Let me tell you. I ain't seen this year's Soul Train Awards, but that one that Faith Evans came out there and she did her thing.
Never.
Your love. Yeah.
2018 or
19. Y'all remember that one?
No, that was
she did that.
She was like
18, 19.
She came out
this year.
I said,
what?
They still
are married. So, we talk about having our own award shows, right? But then, the Hip Hop Awards. Okay, forget about the Hip Hop Awards. And then we do the award show. We get mad about who wins, right? So I think it was the Soul Train Awards recently that people didn't win. Because I remember Ari Lennox one year didn't win a Soul Train Award. And she tweeted, I made an entire soul album and lost a Soul Train Award.
I remember that.
Yeah, it was last year, I think.
They be flopping.
They don't be flopping.
It's every award show just misses on some real shit, but I'd rather miss with my people than.
But it's like who's going to vote for? But then your people don't do you right, but the white people, not even say the white people, but the right people give you the awards, the Grammys. So
don't BET let the people vote?
First of all, here's the thing. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So. But here's the thing. Check this out.
I think you vote.
If you go to VH1, Slim, you go to VH1, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you the one to win BET Awards. And you got one Grammy. What you think they gonna say when you get ready to come out there on that stage?
Grammy winner.
Grammy award winning. Award artist Slim.
They call you Grammy nominated. You ain't
gotta
win a
Grammy.
As long as you nominated.
Grammy nominated.
Grammy nominated on your shit.
They don't got a damn thing about BET. Grammy nominated hip hop. Grammy nominated Source. So we got to get our stuff to the level of the Grammys to where if I'm nominated for a
hip hop
award.
Though.
No, it ain't a mindset. It's public because if I go on Ellen DeGeneres, she's gonna say Grammy nominated if I'm nominated for a Grammy versus two times hip hop award winning R&B singer Tony Pior. Y'all get ready for that. Get ready for that. Get ready for that. But yeah, so. that's what she's gonna say. Like, but that's what she's gonna say at the end of the day. So we got to get it on that level. Like, what's up?
Nobody right now. Like,
all right, nigga, what's your plan? Like, I don't understand. What's the plan? I'm a brother, you with.
I mean, like, how do we do it?
We ain't millionaires. How are we supposed to start this shit?
But what do we
just know it need to be done.
Nigga,
so somebody need to do it.
Nigga got $5.77.
But listen, we got a microphone and y'all niggas listening. So okay. Tell somebody you know they need to get done.
Tell them to get at least two of us. Can we vote? We were gonna switch some shit. Damn. But it's like, yeah. They not wanna say hip hop winner. They gonna say Grammy nominated. So what do y'all, what would y'all say would be the first step in getting our award shows to those levels?
Don't go on fucking Ellen.
Can we stop this? Can we stop that?
Don't go on fucking Ellen.
Fox News, and they gonna be like Grammy nominated.
Nah, don't go on Fox. Fuck that.
Wendy Williams. So you didn't win the Grammy, huh? How did that feel? Because you know, oh, they talk about the Grammys and how they're not, you know.
But this you got a BET award.
But you have a BET award. That's what that feels the same.
You have two.
What are you talking about? 22. Nigga, we came through and wrecked the fuck. I bet the BET was. I just want to thank God and my mama. Look.
Oh my God.
Because let me tell you, you know what I mean? That's the speech. I got my speech together. My friend, I want to thank God and my mama.
Like Jada Pinkett said that, yeah, they hosted the BET. If you can't play your song in church, don't get up here thanking God.
I'm gonna play my songs in church.
Hey, yeah.
Oh, it's a lot to go on in church. So why baby. Can't play my song? Why can't we back there? Okay. Let's see. I got some songs.
Shit, for church and outside.
Yeah, you play music. Play yes. Throat babies at my funeral.
Play throat babies at your funeral.
Yeah.
Lord Jesus.
Get out.
I will walk out. If you play throat babies at your, just that's some disrespectful shit. I'm gonna go right to the repast before your family get there. And I'm gonna make my plate when everybody walking down me eating my shit. I'm like, he turned his motherfucking feet around. Y'all mad at me? Like, what? I was distraught. I got hungry. Like, what? No.
I got hungry.
I didn't know how to cope. Y'all were here talking about know. Baby. We in church.
That's a nice song, though, y'all.
Oh, my God.
I was low-key kind of mad. I was like, it was romantic.
At this point, it's outside
services. I was like, okay.
In graveside and outside. Churches ain't even allowed capacity. Child, play what you want to play.
Like
we'll be
in the cemetery.
Okay, I'm going back.
Why this nigga getting lower than the
okay, grave? I have a question. Do you feel like you have better sex when you're single or when you're in a relationship? That's a solid question. Do you feel like your sex is better, like just overall? You feel you have a better sex in a relationship or single? Right? Yeah. I'm gonna say single altogether, I'm gonna say like probably like the first couple of months when you meet somebody, that's pretty good too. But after that, it gets kind of boring. But overall, single.
It shouldn't get boring in your relationship. I mean, if it does.
You
get to your partner.
Yeah,
and then,
you gotta start spicing it up, trying some new shit.
Yeah, just communicate to your partner and be like, hey.
So what do you guys think? Single or relationship?
Well, for me, I'm
going to
say single
because
I've been single for the past
1 year. I say relationship, bro, because at the end of the day, single, like, you can switch it up. Might not be the same person every night and shit.
Tony, pure.
Yeah.
All right, so me, I'm going to say, like, in a relationship, right?
Right.
And the reason I'm going to say that is because you can try different things. Like, hopefully your partner is like, at this point, if sex is that important to you at this point, you guys should definitely have that conversation about how far your sexual limits are going to go.
So do you feel like you could date someone and have bad sex?
We won't be dating.
So what do you mean when you say like that important? first of all, that's on period.
Not myself,
If your sex is not good,
but no.
If your sex is not good,
if the sex ain't good, you need to place the person where it's supposed to be at. They are a good friend.
I can't do nothing. That's what they don't can't have good sex.
Like, no. If you not having, we not having no good sex, like, what is this relationship?
I can't do nothing with you. I'm serious.
This relationship has got, like, no. Intimacy is a part of relationship. Now, when we get into our 50s and 60s or 80s,
that,
don't
nigga,
touch
I need
each
some
other.
Good dick. I need some good ass. No, fuck. I need some nasty shit. And if you can't do it,
y'all,
if
this
you
is 9 o'clock at night when we record.
This is after dark.
So good.
So.
Nasty. No, just... Yo, shout out to Ireland. Yo, we in two countries. We in United States and we in Ireland. Shout out to Ireland.
We okay, out there.
To Ireland. But yes, go ahead back to your sex. I'm just saying, like, that, yes, that is a part of the situation because you got to understand that if life is going to keep you two together, and you know,
I got one be together.
We got to be together.
We got to be.
Yes, it's important.
You got to be
important.
Good at being
no,
together,
I never
nigga.
I said it wasn't important. I'm just saying.
It's really important.
If they have all these great qualities you're looking for. And then the sex is bad. You just
go. What are the qualities?
I really need
like,
good
what
sex.
What are you looking for in the person?
But wait, I want to know what the qualities
are. Right, you have
for,
to. Okay.
You, like, if you were looking for a
but you need
person,
some. You need some plus.
All right, so.
Then you got to. Right, you so you like, have to have, okay. Like, a
king,
different.
Queen.
I feel like you have to have a different type of plus.
That's we
fuck
can't,
you,
we
fuck
can't
you happy
do that.
And you nice, nigga. You need to have, like, a different type of plus. Like, you have to have, like, a family. Fortune, you gotta have like
but they,
something, my nigga. Like,
but that's not even fair. Then that's a good friend. You got
you just gotta have to have a plus.
Like,
you gotta have
you,
something,
let me tell,
my nigga.
Let me tell you something. If you personally know that the sex is bad,
it depends.
Hold up.
If
you
start, the sex started know, off bad, if it's just been bad ever since I've been having sex,
no. If it's bad to you personally, I don't give a damn how they feel. Okay.
Yeah, because I'm having
sex
to please the other person, but you need to be having sex to please me too.
Right, but if you, so, it don't matter. If you're doing all what you're supposed to do and it still ain't satisfying you, at the end of the day, that person, if they got that fortune, they got all of that, remember, that sex was satisfying to them. You ain't even got to give them that sex no more.
But wait.
That's all they're going to think about.
But
is that
wait,
sex
wait,
that
wait, wait.
That money,
wait,
that fortune.
But what if?
What if what?
What if he's like she's like the Keek said? What if he got all them other qualities? He's my perfect man, but the sex is just bad. And
that's
he got
a
fortune.
Best friend for life.
I can deal with
a partner
as long as
you
got that.
You
sound
like
Bow Wow
right now.
Or a partner.
I don't want a relationship. I just
no. Or a
partner.
Let that be a partner. Yeah, let it be a partner.
That's a relationship,
no,
nigga.
That's what you do. So if that's the case, right? Let that be your partner and ask that person before you decide. Before you decide,
I feel like I could deal with bad sex.
I feel like,
because he could just lay down. I got this. That's how I feel. Like, I could deal, like, if nigga, if your stroke is, like, fucked up or whatever, cool. You ain't say his dick was small. You say it was bad sex. So, nigga, you can just lay down. I got it. Like, cool.
So, you don't even need a nigga at this point. You just need a. You just
no,
because
he's still my
he's
nigga.
Still doing what he's supposed to do.
Yeah.
Oh, because you're still in love. And
yeah,
everything.
All that.
The only
yeah.
thing that's fucking you up is bad sex.
Okay.
For me, if that's all that it is, I'm not. You know how hard it is to find someone who meets every except for just the sex part. They meet every quality.
I think I sound
for.
Wrong, right?
That's
about
what
I'm saying.
That's what I'm like. That's just fucked up
bad.
To just say, you know what? Your sex, man. Although you've done everything
up.
You're supposed to be
is it teachable?
Doing,
is it teachable? I feel like sex
if
is
teachable.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
You
don't you
don't
went through all of
that.
I'm at the point where you done went through all that because you got to go through all this before we partner up. And what's you just go, yeah, you will just part. Like, I mean, you will just,
I mean, yeah,
you going
to
just,
drive the car before you back,
right? Right, but you going to just be like, okay.
I ain't getting from me for no fucking plane ticket, and I ain't coming over to. I know how big your dick is.
Oh my god!
Fuck that test out of car. Fuck that.
What Mr. Elliott say? Call me over. He said, call me.
I know what you're about to do.
Call before I come. I need to shave my chochi. I really want chat. But like, I'm not gonna, I hope I don't sound too cliche about that, but that's not what I mean. But yeah,
no, I feel you completely though.
The sex is bad and y'all just went on a date and now y'all fucking and the sex bad. Okay, yeah, jump the person and just keep moving.
Yeah.
Let's say, when do I find out that the sex is bad? Like, you know, like that's really the main point.
Okay, what point do you, it hit your head like, damn, this is bad sex?
I'll give you three. Whew, three's a lot.
What, three chances?
Yeah, the three's a lot. I'll give you If I really like you, three, nigga, three's a lot to prove. If you, three's a lot. That's solid. You got three chances. That's a lot, actually.
Okay. So what if
two? Three just sounds like a lot. That's a lot.
Okay, so what if? Okay, I'm not gonna take this thing. If he got like a real small joint.
No.
And he got all the quality.
No. How small?
like small.
No. Hell no.
The size of the weed grinder.
Y'all are gross.
And that boy, he got a rubber.
That's what I'm saying. This thing got a clitoris. What the fuck? Nigga pussy fat as shit, boy.
Oh my what god. Like what is going on here? See? This is why we do these shows.
Y'all.
I'm fucking at silly. Look, I'm just
12 o'clock.
Bitch, did y'all 3 hours?
I'm
You said this fucking big, like
this right here.
Nigga, you got a fat ass.
This is a plug. This is a plug. Like if you walk around with this, you got a plug.
Where's the plug?
This is a plug.
Peeing on your ball.
Okay. That your pictures roll right on down. You might so gross. You might as well keep you a wet wipe.
Y'all are so nasty.
You might as well keep you a wet wipe. You or a syringe. Eric, sit down and piss. Cause you gonna fuck up some pants.
Y'all are gross.
What did it say? A ball of piss? Okay, so let's bring it back. So I hope we are on a good track.
Where are we at, Dionysus?
Where are we at?
Oh my gosh, where are we at?
Because he took us. I swear we were talking about.
Oh no, y'all, we finished this Ashanti.
A war show.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we could talk about these male rappers. We could talk about the male rappers and the female rappers and why they can't say left or right. Y'all want to go over to Ashanti and Keisha
Cole? Yeah, let's go over to Ashanti
and
Keisha
Cole. All right, y'all. So it's official that Ashanti and Keisha Cole will be going head-to-head in the versus competition Saturday, which is next week, which is December the 12th. So you guys, we're going to go in. We're going to dig into this shit. We're going to see what's going on, all right? Let's get into it.
But ethically speaking, yeah.
Oh, so we right there.
But ethically speaking, yeah. Come on, guys.
You sound like a Keisha Cole live.
That's fucked up.
Do y'all remember when they were saying she was selling fish plates out front of the LB?
But why?
Keisha Cole. Why do you say fish plates?
Fish plates.
Hey, bro.
Oh my god.
So we about really to go over. To
take a joint in my drink.
Fish plate.
All right, guys. So we're about to So as you know, Keisha Cole and Ashanti are actually set to do a versus next Saturday. So we're going to go down this make-believe list, supposedly, of the songs that they're going to be playing, and we're going to take a little vote to see who wins. Personally, let's I have Keisha like Cole. Out of that. Who y'all got winning?
Who, me?
Off the first look at it, I say Keisha Cole. Off the first look.
I'm going to say Ashanti.
Ashanti.
Yeah.
Ashanti
might take this because Ashanti made some motherfuckers.
I'm not mad at this. Ashanti got some shit.
She got some hits, but Keisha got some. Oh, like they really try to make Keisha the new millennial Mary J. Blige.
They did. It did not work.
They really did. Boots and all.
It did not work. All right, well.
All right, let's get into this list.
Keith's got the list. What's going on, Keith?
Yeah, so they made a
burp. Okay, I'm sorry.
So this is just a mock list of it. So the first one is Foolish versus I Should Have Cheated. Which one, y'all? Foolish versus I Should Have Cheated. Which song?
Foolish. I want to go Foolish.
Foolish.
Foolish annoyed me. I'm not going to lie.
So I'm how Foolish go?
What?
Foolish fucking, I got that on my phone, actually.
Foolish. Oh, you don't know Foolish?
I
get the one my days are cold without you.
Yeah. I just wanted to hear Keith say.
Listen. Listen, fuck that whole song up.
Yes, she did.
All right, so we got Ashanti winning round one.
All right, so Baby versus Love.
Baby, damn.
I can't
play
love.
Shit against baby. You can't love play nothing against baby. Though.
Ooh, but
wait, which one is love?
Love.
Yeah, I'm gonna let him do it this time. That's what I said. I'm gonna let him do it this
time. Nah, I'm good. I ain't want it.
That was a good song.
Yeah, it was baby. A good song, but nah, baby.
We got so 2-0 so far. Shanti.
Oh, I want to go with Keisha on that one.
Rain on Me versus I Remember.
I Remember.
Rain on Me. I Remember. I can't remember how to
play. I remember when my heart broke.
Oh, no.
Rain on Me.
I remember.
Rain on me.
I'm on Keisha on that one. I tell you.
Okay.
The Way That I Love You in Trust and Believe. Which one? Trust and Believe is by Keisha Cole.
I know that, but what's the Ashanti song?
The Way That I Love You. I don't know that one.
No,
the Way That I Love. It's Keisha Cole got that one.
I'm gonna do Keisha. Yeah.
Yeah. Keisha. I go with Keisha.
Okay, Keisha. I think got
Rock With You or Play Your Cards Right.
Rock With You. Oh, baby.
That's Rock With You. When she kept saying baby 10 million times.
Rock With You.
Damn. I don't know. What's up? What's Keisha's song?
Play Your Cards Right featuring Tupac.
No, Rock With You.
What's up, Mom?
Rock With
yeah.
You.
Yeah. All right, so Happy versus Heaven Sent.
Heaven Sent.
I'm gonna go with Heaven Sent too, because I do like.
I'm gonna go with Happy for nostalgic reasons.
I guess. Heaven Sent gonna take that one.
Yeah, because like it was when Ashanti came, that's very nostalgic for me. Like, yeah.
Only You versus Let It Go. Let It Go off.
Let It Go, because I don't even know Only You.
Let It Go.
Play the song and you can cut it off after probably the first 20 seconds.
No bullshit. How does that work? How long? Like a 5-second snip?
I think we did like 15 or some shit like that.
I'm just saying in 20 seconds you're just gonna cut it off because you're gonna be like,
what's the name?
I mean, you might be into it. Only You. Only I didn't like that song. But next one is Unfoolish.
Yeah, I'm Foolish.
I Changed My Mind. Dude, yeah.
I'm Foolish. Because that's what Biggie.
Oh, the remix. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that joint.
Against what?
Against Let It Go.
Oh, Let It Go. But that was my shit, too.
I hate it.
Wait to get next. Yeah.
Let It Go.
I can't stand it. So you said I'm Foolish. Mesmerized versus Last Night.
Last Night.
Play Mesmerize.
Last night
was that shit.
Couldn't even get an answer.
I hated both
the
songs.
So
I'm not even
gonna. I tried to call, but let me down. If I told you once, I told you twice, we can see it in my eyes.
Okay.
Thanks to Diddy.
Yeah, his shoulders.
Take that.
Right.
I'm fucking dead.
What was it? That was a skit, right?
That was Diddy shit. This is Adelaide. Take that.
Go ahead.
He made A to get that hit off. Young Keisha Cole's definitely walked to get something.
Shut the fuck up,
bruh.
Please put a time mark on that.
What's love versus give it up to me?
Wait, what's love again?
What's love? I'm gonna let him sing all the songs.
Got
I'm gonna fuck with him.
Ja Rule.
What's love?
Yeah, what's love?
Fat Joe.
Be about us.
Fat Joe.
Fat Joe.
She was on the fucking hook.
Yeah, that's Fat Joe. And then give it up to me. Creature and Sean.
Keisha Cole was only on the hook.
Yeah, so just both. That's a feature versus feature.
Excuse me. I'm gonna listen to
Keisha Cole off the rip. I'm gonna say Ashanti, but I'm gonna listen to that.
Give it up to me was a decent song. I'm not gonna lie.
Give it up to
me. Who keeps the score?
No. I'm not keeping
score. Who is keeping the score?
Nobody. Nobody's keeping score. But it sounds like Ashanti's
winning. The listeners.
It sounds like Ashanti's winning, but Keisha's coming up bad right now. She's coming through.
Yeah, she got the second half.
I don't know about this right now.
So you saying What's Love wins that one?
No.
Give it up to you.
I'm going to say What's Love.
What's Love?
What's love? Ja Rule was hot back then when you had to call Ja Rule for answers.
Southside featuring Lloyd versus Trust featuring Monica.
No, neither one of those.
Trust.
Neither one for you?
Which one is
Trust?
Trust.
Let me be the one.
Oh, okay. What's the other one?
Yeah.
Southside. Lloyd song.
To Southside. Do you bring a hood rock? In the money suit.
Southside.
Me? He probably don't remember that song.
I do, but...
He probably wasn't good.
When Southside had came to be. Out. Maybe.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Maybe.
Yeah, because I was a good...
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so... Right. Moving on.
Movies versus You Complete Me.
You Complete Me because I don't know about no movies.
Always On Time featuring I've Changed.
He wasn't gonna beat that. That was false advertising
too, because a motherfucking truck driver, I mean tow truck driver, ain't never came on time. He gonna jump up there like, I don't want to talk about it. Keep that shit moving. Y'all remember the video? The false advertisement. He pulled up on the tow truck like he always on time.
Gave you my own.
Baby, Down For You versus Boyfriend Girlfriend.
I don't even know Down For You. I damn sure no Boyfriend Girlfriend. What's another one?
Right. What are these songs?
We about to start the Dusty
Boys. I guess this is a mock.
We about to start the Dusty Boys.
They don't got 20.
Yeah, they got 20. That's why I was on Facebook. Like, they got 20.
I don't know.
These are the album bangers.
These were the fans.
These are the album bangers. If you're a fan,
can they do the songs they wrote? Because
what song goes on?
Shanti going bad. She got some Beyonce jumps.
Keisha Wright.
Shanti got some Beyonce jumps. I don't know, man.
I don't know if she wrote that.
Don't Let Them versus I Just Wanted to Be Over.
I just wanted to be over because that was a shit. Keisha.
Good versus Take Me Away.
What was it?
Good.
I got the good.
Take me away.
Wait, that was
Natasha Bedingfield. That's Natasha Bedingfield. I gotta fucking
you automatically was like, take me away. Listen, put her in.
I was like, that's the one, bitch. Okay.
Right, because that's Natasha.
Okay.
Keisha, right? This is what y'all figure out. Keisha, right? I feel like I know the song. I feel like it's the
Daily's
Blue Hawaiian Frozen Cocktail, Drink Responsibly.
Okay, that's
nice. Oh my god!
Don't somebody else
versus
this?
What?
Somebody else got a version of this song. I swear to God.
Take me away.
I love my baby.
Versus good.
Take me away. Like,
wait, what's good?
When my man leave the house, he know he's coming right back. I got that good.
I'm going good.
Y'all going good. Yeah,
I'm going good.
Y'all going good.
I'm
going take me away. So that's a tie. We done took 2 points from him for that.
Body on me versus shoulda let you go.
What's body on me?
I think it's going.
Body on
the
me
new
is
songs.
After Daily's Jasmine Smile. Drink responsibly.
Okay. We need to find these.
So we're gonna deduct this point. Are you playing?
Ooh. Versus what? That was.
Wait, what the fuck?
Should've let you go.
Nobody let you walk.
Versus what?
Oh, that's Ashanti's. Oh, should've that's her only. Play that. I ain't never heard her by herself on that one.
Offline.
Yeah, offline.
Off okay.
Somebody
must
got
some points. I don't know.
Still on it versus You've Changed.
We didn't vote.
Honestly, at this point, I'm gonna say this is a close race because I don't know. I'm fine.
So towards the end, you got to be a fan.
Yeah.
To know these songs.
What was you just said?
From what I can hear,
still on it versus You Changed.
Ashanti got the first round. Keisha got the second.
Because cool. I don't know, still on it.
These things,
one needed featuring Plies versus Games Pain featuring Game.
I'm gonna go Plies.
Skip.
I'm just gonna go Plies.
You want another one?
Y'all crushing them shits, and I said I was gonna take them bitches home. God damn. Oh shit. Listen. The ethnic podcast.
Right.
Hey.
Ethically speaking.
We just ethnic. You know it.
Ethically speaking.
Hey.
Podcast.
That was it. So basically, we ain't got nothing else.
I mean, it is, but
I
don't know
if
y'all know these things.
So, I'm
going to
call it.
Read the songs out.
I'm going to call it off.
So, Ashanti. One and Eden featuring
11-9.
Game Plan, Never Should Have featuring. Featuring Jesus Christ. Versus
12-8,
Enough of No Love
13,
featuring
Lil
Wayne.
Enough of Love.
Ashanti 12-8. I'm calling it.
I got it. Featuring Rick Ross versus I Ain't Through featuring Nicki Minaj.
Say Ashanti, yes, bro.
Versus you.
Niggas
Nancy
really
versus
forgot.
Me.
Niggas really be forgetting
that
how hard Ashanti was.
So Ashanti actually won that versus here.
Her and them sideburns she had back in the day, bro. Them
and she was
hitting hard, bro.
And the fact that she was sleeping with Irv Gotti and we didn't really know.
Hey, Slim, I mean,
she deserves to win. Because she was.
Because she slept with that.
Yeah, she had to sleep. She didn't have to, but she did.
Hey!
That was Love and Hip Hop before Love and Hip Hop was Love
yeah,
and Hip Hop.
Yeah, bro, so you don't get one, but I'm getting one.
I'm like, God. So we gave it to Ashanti here, ethically speaking. Girl, we love you, okay?
Now, they might not play them songs in the battle, but they playing most of them.
Yeah, but what is that about to be? 45 minutes? All they going to do is how they did this with the Gucci.
Start 20 minutes late.
An hour?
Yeah.
No Gucci Jeezy started an hour
late.
Like,
yeah,
so
about
8
o'clock.
It's
been
started
at 9:15. Y'all could have told us that. Y'all, we just waiting for the COVID test to come back. We'll talk. COVID test come back. We'll be back. But they didn't tell us. All right, so that's where that's gonna be. Ashanti won the verses here, ethically speaking. We about to get into some things, y'all. We about to talk about how the black man is always seen as the aggressor in a situation. How he's always portrayed in the limelight as an individual who is the deadbeat father. But Keeks is here to let you know that there's some deadbeat ass mothers out here, she said.
Great.
He just went into that shit like that.
Well, that's what you said.
Yeah, because they ain't shit.
Some mothers ain't, some fathers ain't either. But us, we about to get into it, y'all. If you shaking off that good and change your mind, we'll be right back.
Okay.
True.
And we're back. This is Ethical Speaking. We just couldn't come up with a better way. It seems like when we get to the last segment of the night, we just have an issue. But we were trying to have a conversation about St. Nicholas the other day in Christmas, and you know.
Oh, shit.
No, don't suck the bullshit.
Oh, shit. That couple is so left.
Yes.
Like, Christmas and Christian.
Christ, yes. He's a Christ.
Bro, look at the topic. Hey, bro. What's, look at the topics.
What's wrong?
Oh, my back.
So, all right, so listen. So this year, you know, things have changed with coronavirus becoming the main focal point on our lives here in America, right?
Daily's watermelon. Drink responsibly.
So, with that being said,
oh my god,
everybody's having to.
Hey, everybody got what? What'd you say there?
That was a, oh my god, is that what everybody gotta do? What is wrong with him? What happened?
Oh!
No.
Oh,
goodness. What happened?
This is my back.
See, this is a mess.
This is not a mess. It's
a, I'm a weak.
Podcast. The ethnic this podcast.
Ethnically speaking.
Live from the ethnic trap house.
Ethnically speaking. I mean...
Please.
Oh man, I'm lit.
I just don't know what to say about you two guys. Oh Jesus.
So, I'm so sorry, guys. But shit. I'm telling you. Oh my god.
At this point, you got people wanting to see the visual right now.
We're gonna try to get the visual to everybody. Right?
Shit.
It's gonna be.
Oh my god.
Big greedy ass nigga.
Shit. All right.
So, ethically speaking,
we were going to talk about Christmas.
Krumma.
And what everybody's planning to do this year differently because of, you know.
I ain't want to do shit.
Yeah, real shit. We've been in the house all year. Like,
I ain't want to do shit for Thanksgiving. I'm glad my grandmother cooked. The food was good, but I ain't really need it.
Same thing I did last year. Same thing I'm going to do this year.
What was that, Keeks?
Same thing last year. I'm going to do this year.
Which was what?
Not a motherfucking thing.
I don't even think we got
ain't
three.
Nobody getting nothing for Christmas.
Lonely.
I'm staying home. I don't give a shit.
You know you always welcome over my house. You know you always welcome.
When I get some kids, that's when I start to bring Christmas. What was it?
What you doing for Christmas? You ready?
Kids or money?
Man, I'm ready to motherfucking be waking up by about 3 kids or so jumping on me.
Isn't it like fun?
No.
What?
It's painful. They're heavy. Gravity and weight. Let me tell you how those two things correspond on a bed. It hurts.
But like when they open up their present, isn't it fun to see them like open up their present? Like, wow, we got, oh my God.
Hey Slim, this is gonna sound real fucked up, but this the kid in me be like, damn, I ain't get shit.
Nah, nigga, I feel you.
Like it don't even like I wouldn't even be mad at him if I just got something.
That's what I'm saying. They always say they. I remember everybody says like it feels better to give than to get. That's bullshit.
That's for the people with fucking purple hearts who are just so loving. Well, what color is my heart?
I like a fucking gift.
I don't know. But
I like gifts.
I like gifts, but I do like to give better than receive.
I do like to give, but better than receive.
I definitely can receive.
Mm-hmm.
Are we still talking about gifts?
Yeah, are we talking about gifts? Because I'm about to say, if we correspond this with anything else, I'm not saying giving isn't great, but I'm just saying receiving is a...
Well, how we keep it in Christmas? Christ's sake.
Right, so I like to receive the gifts.
I bet you do.
All different types of gifts. Big gifts, small gifts, or few.
No, not no small gifts.
She said she need pockets.
Brian, look your shit.
Water.
Listen, pay a bill.
Okay.
Honestly, the best gifts come in envelopes. Huh. That or little boxes. They always come in the best.
I don't know, like... You can open up a little box and it can be nothing in it. And you can look at the person looking at you like.
Well, when have you ever opened up a big box and was like, oh my God, this is it? So there's like, always like some dumb. I don't know. Growing up, when I was like a kid, I used to open up and get like dumbass, like little basketball hoops to put on the back of my door. I'd be like, what the fuck? Like, I guess.
You didn't like that?
The only big gift I got, I forgot how old I was. But it was a dollhouse. I wanted a dollhouse, and I got the dollhouse. But the dollhouse that my parents got was not your average dollhouse.
Oh God!
So apparently, you just get the house.
No dolls.
You don't get no doll. You don't get no couch. No bed. I just y'all don't get the dollhouse. But not the furniture.
And that shit was unfurnished.
And the people. The unfurnished dollhouse is what I got. And it came, you know what the fuck it came with?
What?
A fucking horse. The fuck I'm going to do with the horse if I ain't got nobody to put on top of that bitch?
Can't even put that bitch
in. I got an unfurnished dollhouse.
You can't even put that bitch in the house.
You can put it in the house. It just ain't got no motherfucking hay.
Let me ask you a question.
It came with a barn.
So
it was a country, I guess, country style dollhouse. Yeah, it was a house. No, it didn't come with no motherfucking doll. I told you the only thing that came was a horse because it came with a barn. And I'm like, so you gonna get the horse with the barn? but you ain't gonna give me the couches with the living room, the table.
They didn't give you one person to take care of the horse.
Was inside the box.
Exactly. Oh. Dan, look at all items. So separately.
Never get you
never got. Never my father.
My parents never do.
Listen, he was like, "All right, we gonna get my mom. We are gonna get you the furniture and the dolls." Nigga, I never got that.
Never got the dolls.
You know who was sleeping in the room on the floor in the dollhouse? The motherfucking teddy bear. was in the motherfucking dollhouse
Thuggy.
In the room on the floor like the trap house.
Man, listen. So. There was just this one thing that I wanted for Christmas that I always asked for, and I still haven't gotten to this very day. It was a golf cart.
Nigga, you still want one?
You wanted a golf cart.
You wanted a fucking golf cart, bro.
Golf cart,
you can buy one right now.
I still want it for Christmas.
Nah.
You better find your sponsor.
Right. Now that I'm older, bro, I'm like shoe racks and shit. That's the type of shit. Like, if you can give me a gift, like, give me like a shoe rack.
I want a fucking shoe rack.
Like, some nice, like, exfoliant.
Give me a golf cart so I can drive around my neighborhood. Hey!
Why not? But
just, hey, yeah, no, I brought some cookies over here. Yeah, y'all seen the fuck out of the years. There's been a lot of suspicious activity going on over here. Here they shipping drugs in from Tijuana. But no, listen, I've always wanted a golf cart. That was like one gift that I always asked for, and I never got it. But you know, it was cool because, you know, majority of my life I had a single mother, but I still wanted that golf cart. I used to be like, no one ain't gonna see this man ride this horse, they get a golf cart on the way back. Like, but that man ain't never had a horse nor a golf cart
or furniture.
Now we you're gonna say,
have y'all ever had a Christmas with no gifts?
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same.
Like, as a kid, I gotta say, God is good, Jesus. Look, I'm blessed. We had a Christmas, your Christmas was always Christmas,
but your gifts came a week later.
Nah, I had no Christmases. I think I had two.
Was it religion?
No, just shit. Niggas was broke.
Yeah. It happens. Like, y'all lived in the DMV.
Yeah.
And y'all lived in metro city areas. I lived in the country.
Of course you did. Nigga, we in the country right fucking now, nigga.
No bullshit.
But yeah.
They live far as shit.
It's good to stay away. If you don't want to stay in the inner city all the time because.
Don't want to stay out here all the time, nigga.
I don't stay out here all the time.
Ain't nobody out here, nigga.
Exactly. I can come out here in my backyard. I can smoke herbs. You know, I love a good hemp
tree. I got a backyard, too, though.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You talking about shit that's readily available, nigga.
Too.
You talking about shit that's readily available. Why the fuck we got to be all the way out here, nigga?
We got all that shit.
Nigga, my car gets 16 miles to the gallon. You know how many gallons I burned to get over here?
Anybody taking that big body?
Hey, Slim, I still whip that shit with like 100.
What?
My guy.
Listen, let me tell you something.
You gonna have to start cooking us dinner, nigga.
No bullshit, nigga.
Shit, y'all saw the sauce. Y'all
need some more of these dailies.
It ain't no bullshit.
y'all didn't grab the sausage. There was sausage here. Don't listen. There was sausage
past
here.
Past tense.
Yeah, I got sausage.
Who ate all the sausage?
Listen, we don't get on two people who ate all the sausage.
Who ate all the sausage? Who made the sausage? Who ate the sausage?
I ate and made it.
I eat it. Did that sound like that was for anybody else?
I didn't eat it out.
I had two of them.
Man, how many left? How many left? That's okay.
I'm capping. They was out like sitting there in front of me for like 5 minutes. I'm capping.
So that's what we want to do.
They was right there.
We just want to thank everybody for supporting us.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks
for listening to another episode.
Another wild, crazy episode. Yeah.
So Christmas is right around the corner, and I would definitely
I can't say we smoking gas, but you can say we smoking crack.
Last week, when you was freestyling,
me and Kiki in here, we were sitting on a track, and we smoking, and I had to say, hold up.
I was spitting on the track. We smoking on that. I said, "Oh, where you taking us?"
It was a freestyle. I don't know, but okay. So, I ain't got much. But what I'm going to do is on our Instagram, we have been receiving a lot of love with followers. So you guys, if you are not following us on Instagram, please head over to Ethically Speaking Instagram page, where we will be selecting one person to cash app them some funds to help with whatever for Christmas.
Wait a minute, nigga, who donated that? Who said that shit, nigga? I mean, we love the fans, oh, nigga, yeah, but, what sponsors we got, we don't know about.
Y'all been shouting out daily. Somebody email me. Somebody get Ja Rule
on the phone. Right.
And then,
hey,
that's me speaking.